Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. and Russia will talk electronically about Syria. The United States and Russia called an emergency teleconference Thursday in an effort to avoid military encounters as each wages air campaigns in Syria. The conference, which was to include two high-level U.S. defense officials and at least one Russian counterpart, was precipitated by Moscow's launch of airstrikes Wednesday in support of Syria. But the conversation comes amid signs that Russia may be preparing to expand its air operations into neighboring Iraq. Russian jets staged the second day of airstrikes in Syria, targeting not only Islamic State militant extremists, but some observers charge also fighters backed by the United States. Russia's defense minister said in a televised report that Russian aircraft had hit a dozen Islamic State targets, including a command center and two ammunition depots. The Kremlin, however, acknowledged it also was taking aim at a list of groups beyond the extremist group. At the Pentagon Wednesday, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said American-led coalition will continue its own air campaign. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani tells a televised press conference that the city of Kunduz was brought back under government control after a six-hour military assault on Taliban fighters holding the city. Afghanistan's security forces have been fighting in 13 of the country's 34 provinces simultaneously, he says. He said they were able to foil one of the most significant operations to have taken place in Afghanistan in 14 years, but he warned that the good news of the return to government control of Kunduz should not make us complacent. This is VOA News. Greek